And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. And, of course, the social guru of all time, social media, I would say, Christian Marizan. Welcome, Christian.
Well, it's very good to be back. Hopefully today we can provide even more insight, more information to people out there that want to use social media to get their business going.
Which is so critical, isn't it?
Absolutely.
In this day and age, if you don't have it, you're going backwards. I'm going to make a bold statement here. You're going backwards if
Absolutely.
You don't have social media.
I really think there's no going back. Some things come and go. Some people might say, well, this social media might not be here years from now. I really doubt it. I think it's here to stay. And the sooner you look at it, the better you'll be in the long run.
You could tell. I mean, look, everyone's on their smartphone, iPhone or whatever. What's the other one's called?
Androids.
Yeah, Blueberry.
No, Blackberries.
I call it Blueberry. But anyway, so everyone has that. And it's so funny because the other day I was watching people. They're just walking, not paying attention, doing texting or reading something as they're walking. And they're... You know, it's interesting how the culture will change because of this.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, talking about recent news in social media, Facebook, for example, just acquired a mobile app developer that was pretty big, but they paid $1 billion for it.
Oh, wow.
Which kind of gets big. The tone of how big these things are right now.
It's just huge. I agree. I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. You know, and the time will come when it really does change the culture, where you're going to see two young people, their first date, they're shy, so they're texting each other rather than talking. Right? Don't you think that's going to happen?
Or absolutely.
Maybe it's happened already.
Well, in addition to that, the technology that's coming out, Google has new Google Glasses that has the text in the lens, so you don't have to hold a phone and look at it. You can just talk it and give it
really?
Commands, and it will actually show you, dial, send a text message, so individuals, you won't even know they're texting, or they're just talking to themselves as they're walking.
That is too funny. Wow, this is good. I should get one of those.
And so if you're not in Facebook, you probably won't be in the contact list. So in other words, you got to do it.
Oh, that is just too funny. Well, let's see. We have a guest calling in. And who wants to introduce this young man who I actually have known for 6 years? I'll introduce him. Scott Woodman, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here, David. Finally.
Finally, I know. It's funny when Al, I think it was Al that told me that, you're going to be on the show today. That's right. It was from Al. And I go, I know, Scott. What? How long has it been? 6, 7, 8 years ago?
It's been a long time. And I think I was probably about 20 when I met you.
20? Wow, it has been a long time. Okay, it was before phones were invented. No, just kidding. Of course, we met at a networking group, and this is called Breakthrough Networking, and this is a social media division, we'll call it, the second hour. And I should say Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4. The first hour is about IT and applications like that. Mm-hmm. And second hour, social media websites. And it's all part of NetOne Services, starring Al Fulton and Christian Marizan. Now, Scotty, you're right. We've been talking about getting you on the show, and it took someone I know getting you on the show. What's up with that, Scotty?
I don't know. Al's a good guy. He thought of me in a pinch, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on because you are a good person. Great attorney, and you do a lot of stuff. And what are we going to talk about? Social media in context to what Scott does?
Absolutely. I want to get Scott's perspective. He deals with a very specific industry, I want to see if he can provide us with the perspective from his point of view of how they view social media, if they've used any, and what are the strategies they've used. And see what are the difficulties and challenges from their particular perspective.
And this is your lucky day, Scott, because if you don't use it, you're going to have some free online, on the air consulting. You lucky guy, you.
That is awesome.
So how are you using social media, and in what context? I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about which business do you want to talk about?
Well, we can talk about both. Obviously, I practice law in California. And then also I market a legal service called Legal Shield everywhere I go, because Legal Shield is a tool that the average person who can't afford my normal, you know, $300 an hour use to access attorneys to get their questions answered and to get representation. So I'll talk about both of those because they're actually very different. My role as an attorney is very different than my role in marketing Legal Shield. Now, as an attorney, social media is a little bit complex. And so I haven't really utilized it to an extent that I want to, because it takes quite a bit of effort to really think about it and to plan for it. Because as an attorney, you have to be very careful about what you say and how you say it and when you say it and where you say it and who's listening, in a way that maybe as a Legal Shield associate, I don't have to worry about.
That's right. And I understand that as a CPA, too. I mean, code of ethics, there are certain things you can and can't say. But why don't we start here? I mean, a website is part of social media. Do you have a website for your law firm?
Well, I do. I do have a website. And, of course, that's where it always starts. And even there, you have to be very, very careful. A lot of disclaimers so that if you've even referenced articles or things like that, that you have to basically have disclaimers that people understand that that the placing of that article on the website is in no way a provision of legal services for the person reading the article. So there's just a lot of complexities with lawyers. I think that's probably why larger law firms have done a much better job at accessing and more fully utilizing social media than small practitioners, just because there's a lot of angles that you have to worry about. I think bigger law firms have people on staff that, you know, that's their primary responsibility, so that the attorneys themselves don't really have to think too much about it.
So, Christian, law firms, I mean, it would seem you can always comply with any legal restrictions for the industry, and it would, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Actually, what I wanted to mention for Scott is a lot of industries have an easier time doing social media for, like, restaurants and other places, because they can post new information about food, and it can be all fun and
put coupons in.
Exactly. Yeah. But for attorneys or CPAs or, you know, these specific industries, it's very hard to mimic that. And I wanted to ask Scott is, how can you, using a website, using social media channels, how can you provide value that it's not legal advice, because you can't, or you have to be very careful about that, but how can you provide the value without giving advice, without doing that?
Well, that's not necessarily an easy question to answer. I think what happens with attorneys when they, you know, do radio shows or they try to give do some speaking engagements on particular areas of law, they try to be, and I know I try to be, as generic as possible. I think there is a line that you can draw, a line that you can walk, where you can do that. It's just you have to be very, very careful about it, and you have to do a lot of pre-planning, so that your script and your language is planned out.
Okay.
That's the key. I mean, I definitely think it's doable. I even think, honestly, Twitter, which is sort of the end-all, you know, it's at the end of the road, I even think that's something that an attorney can utilize. But he or she just has to really plan it out. And I think that's what's unique. I think if you're a restaurant, you don't really have to plan much. Obviously, you have to make sure, no matter what your business is, that you are careful about saying more than what is true. But beyond that, I think there are certain industries where, like you said, it's just much easier. But when you get into the law or accounting, but in particular law, it's just one of these things where you have to plan much more closely.
But I do... You know, Scotty, I do think, as a CPA, I'm in the same boat as you as an attorney. I think putting articles, you know, general articles, just to have people read that, hey, there is some, possible solution. I don't think you, I mean, I always qualify it saying, get tax advice or seek your professional counsel, for this, your specific case. But I mean, the whole reason for social media, I believe, and Christian, you can let me know if this is right, it is more exposure. I mean, every business needs exposure, whether you're a law firm, CPA firm, doctor's office, whatever. And the question is how do you get that exposure complying with your own code of ethics?
Absolutely. What I wanted to say in addition to that is if you want to get exposure, especially for professionals like attorneys or CPAs, it's very important to establish yourself as an expert within your field. I've mentioned this on the last show.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the primary things that cause referrals in the first place is if you can establish yourself within your community, within your audience, within the people that come to your website, whoever you're dealing with, if they believe you're an expert, then you can get not just business from them, but they can refer you out. I think that's the primary key for example, for an attorney to get more business using social media is if you can look like you know what you're doing is what I'm trying to get at. If you can, promote articles that are relevant to your audience, that are new, that people can see that you're staying up to date with, whatever attorneys do, but if they see that, then automatically you should get more exposure and more business.
Or even tax tips. I mean, Scott, you're a tax attorney, and I deal a lot in tax, of course. So, those type of things, because someone's going to come across your website and go, "Wow, this might apply to me." A new tax law, a new change in the tax law, a new court case, whatever. And I think that's a great idea because that will establish at least credibility at a minimum. Expertise at a maximum, and either way, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely.
Scotty, how's that sound?
No, that sounds good. I've thought about doing that from time to time. I know that there are other attorneys that I get their email newsletters. I don't know if they're placing those on Facebook or how they go beyond their email database. Could you talk a little bit about how you sort of take it from your own email database to a whole new group of people that you don't necessarily have any connection with?
Oh, that's true. This is Al. I wanted to mention that there are a couple companies on the Internet that produce content for attorney firms and CPA firms. And it is, of course, legal because they've checked it and they've produced it. And another source will actually write content for you. Another one actually produces pre-written content. So I guess what I'm saying is there are some sources out there that would address and give attorneys some very good content available for their website.
Yeah, and I've seen that. A lot of CPA firms will use prepackaged content, and in fact, the whole newsletter is almost written, by the third party, and which is sort of cool. It can save time, but it is a way to get a message out there, and of course, a message hopefully you agree with. I'm sure law firms have the same thing, Scott.
Yes. No, that's a great idea. I'm going to check that out because there's only so many hours in a day. I do know that occasionally, you read of a new law, let's say, and how it's going to affect businesses. Certainly the Obama health care plan is a prime example. I got a lot of newsletters from attorneys delving into some, greater detail on that. And I think that does provide a great value to business owners.
Why don't we take a quick break right now, and we'll come back with Scott Woodman, tax attorney, and also from Legal Shield. And we're here with Al Fulton and Christian Marison. This is Breakthrough Networking, social media part of the show, which is really good. We'll get into more specifics, the Facebook timeline, some other things, analytics, a lot of good stuff coming up all the way to 4. We'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, starring Al Fulton and Christian Marison from NetOne Services. We're talking to Scott Woodman on the line. And Christian, why don't we talk, get into part of what you wanted to talk about, which is the Facebook timeline.
Oh, absolutely. We've all seen, or at least I've seen, but that Facebook finds a way to always stay in the news. Do something, or they come up with something new, or they do something negative and they get some negative press, but somehow they always stay in the news.
Or they come up with a movie that's a big movie.
Exactly.
And they did.
Exactly. So I think we can agree that Facebook, as an organization, they're very good at doing this.
Yes, they are.
They know the power of media, they know the power of social media, and they're definitely using it. What I want to talk about is recently, Facebook came out with a new layout for profile pages and for fan pages. They haven't forced people to adopt this new layout, so people that have just a regular profile, they're okay. But they've forced every fan page, every business out there that used to use Facebook for their social media, they've forced them to use this new layout. And they've taken features away, they've added new features, they've pretty much redesigned the way the fan pages worked for businesses. So it's created quite a lot of media coverage, both negative, both positive. And I think it's very important to understand what's changed and how can people be protected in the future, because if we're looking at Facebook, it's very likely going to change again in a period of time, maybe a few years, maybe not, but it will change again. So being prepared for these type of changes, I think, is very important.
So you want to go over what's changed and how businesses behave on Facebook now.
Absolutely. First things first, if you go to a new, it's called the timeline, Facebook timeline. People might have heard the term. The first things that has changed is the way the posts on a particular wall are organized. Rather than before, where you would have just a chronological order of things that a business has posted, they've given businesses a way to customize what shows up, where it shows up on the timeline, how important it is, how to feature things. So it's given a little bit of more flexibility to putting content out there in a fashion that's customized to each business individually. The next thing, the biggest thing that people will notice, although it's not really that important, is the banner. There's a huge banner now that you can upload an image for. That can be an image of your store, a product, it can be anything really. But that's the biggest thing that people will notice is the huge image on top of the website.
So that's a good advantage, it sounds like.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. It's just it looks bigger than it actually is. It's definitely a change. It's very good. It's easier for people to brand their fan page. But it's not really one of the most crucial things that have changed. What I want to really dig into is Facebook has taken away the default landing tab option. Well, for people that don't know what this is, before you could assign when people would go to your Facebook fan page to visit a particular tab. And on that tab, you could have something about your business. You could have a coupon. You could have a contest, a poll. Really, it could be anything that you want. It would be sort of like your featured section of your Facebook profile. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, that has been taken away completely. So companies that have been using a rich media application to drive traffic and to drive interaction with people don't have that anymore. So that's gone, and it's very likely not going to come back. That's the biggest drawback that I have seen to the new timeline. Now, the positive part of this change is the fact that now people are forced to put up new content, new fresh content regularly. There's not really a way to go around that. So what that means is really, if you go to a fan page from now on and you don't really post as a business, you don't post anything new, it's really going to look outdated and people are going to go away. So it's going to force people to engage with their audience. And I've already talked about engaging, which is really important. That will be the crucial aspect in a successful Facebook campaign, is really quality, valuable, and targeted content that gets the audience engaged.
So quality, valuable, you said, yep. And targeted.
Targeted. It's got to be specific. It can't be, if you're a plumber, it can't be something generic about plumbing. It has to be something that the audience will feel like they're reading something valuable, and it's got to be something that perhaps is from the valley. That's also important.
So that will really screen out, like they say, the men from the boys, meaning, you know, because internet, anyone can get on it, and if you're not going to have quality, if it's not going to be valuable, especially those two, it'll be at some point a negative reflection on someone. So I think it's really important to keep the quality valuable, and if you want results, then target it.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like, and that's where people can really get an advantage over other people, but they just can't lay back, and you got to work at it. You got to improve yourself every day. You got to improve your skill sets, your knowledge. What can you really give to people to enhance their lives? Like you guys. I'm sticking to that story because it's true. You guys, Net One Service is phenomenal. Scott, what are you hearing so far that's somewhat piquing an interest in you and how you might change your business model?
Well, I think the thing that resonates with me is this idea, not just of value, but of a transformative approach. That is that I think that the legal profession as a whole has to change. I think it's in the process of changing. But with the advent of the information age, it's just a lot easier for people to get access to legal assistance, whether it's a service like Legal Shield or all the internet services, similar services that are popping up, including Legal Zoom and all that. And I think that used to be that as a lawyer, you pretty much could do whatever you wanted and people would come. But I think the internet is a good thing, and it's forcing attorneys, and it's allowing attorneys to sort of change their perspective and to transform into a true service provider.
Makes sense.
Knows, you know, has all the answers or has sort of a leg up on the world. That means someone who's a true service provider, truly trying to help the people around them and to do so in a cost-effective way.
Makes it easier, no doubt about it. And so, Christian, where we left off applying this quality value targeted audience, and so what's next with the Facebook part?
There are a few features that Facebook came out with the new timeline that are absolutely crucial for businesses to use. First, this didn't used to be they didn't have this before. Now you can pin a particular post that you do on Facebook for a period of 7 days. So let's say that you do something new, you post something new on Facebook every day, perhaps. But today, you just posted a new coupon that is your sales campaign for this week or for this month. So it's very important. You can pin that at the top of your timeline so that everybody that comes will see that first. That's a very new feature, and that's how they've given a little bit of flexibility with this new timeline So you can now customize what people see when they reach your storefront, your business profile. At the same time, you can now highlight posts. If there are different degrees of importance of things that you do on Facebook, you can now highlight them. There is a double wide post which goes across your profile so that, for example, when you post something that's not as important as something you would pin on the top of your list, you can now double wide it so that it's still important, but it's not as important, which sort of makes your profile page behave like a website. You can now move things around. You can make them make things stand out. You can make them stay on the top or drop to the bottom. It's very, very good that they did this. They didn't have this before, and I think it's going to help people a lot.
That sounds fantastic. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll elaborate more on that, because that, I mean, it just shows, I mean, if a company like Facebook is moving towards these type of new ways of exposing business, you know, marketing is huge, and people better get on board, especially social media. And this is Breakthrough Thinking, and it's Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, starring Al Fulton and Christian Marison, NetOne Services, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, Al, you were here the first hour. You were seeing me put together my headset.
You did it very, very fast. I'm impressed.
I did it really good. I wonder if I can do that with a gun. You ever see in the movies with the guns where...
Or how about blindfold it? You know, reassemble it with your eyes closed.
Hey, I could try that. The next segment, I'm going to go blindfolded and see if I can put together the air set and even speak into the microphone at the same time. Okay, I could chew gum and walk. Anyway, Scott, are you still there with us?
Yes, I certainly am.
How are you enjoying this show, Scotty?
Well, I'm enjoying it a lot because what's interesting about the Facebook, I was part of a group called the Business and Opportunity Fair, and we were a collection of individuals that created a business and opportunity fair for the greater Phoenix area in January. And in promoting that, we used Facebook. But the problem was none of us really had any clue about how to use Facebook. And then they changed the rules, I guess, right afterwards. So this is all new to me, this timeline. It sounds to me like they've made it a little bit more usable and a little bit more powerful.
Well, I think so. And let's move on then, because I bet Christian has some other stuff going on with
Absolutely.
Facebook.
Absolutely. What what Facebook used to have is very little customization. But if you wanted customization, you had to seek like a development company, a programming company that would help you get that customization. So you had a very low and then very high. And what they've done with this new timeline is sort of bring it in the middle. Mm. And they've given actual individuals that use Facebook to be able to do some of these things. So it's given businesses the ability to not rely as much on outsourcing some parts of doing social media, which, you know, it could be quite a lot of savings for some businesses.
So they can make it easier, and I suspect the reason is so more people would use it, so Facebook would get more well-known.
Absolutely. What Facebook has done, this is the most important thing, is they've gone back to forcing businesses to use Facebook as it was initially intended. When they launched these fan pages, a lot of businesses got a fan page. They put up some advertising or a coupon of some sort of advertising, and they sort of forgot about it. And they didn't need to look at it again because they thought, well, you know, we're on Facebook and we've got a bit of branding and it looks like our website and, you know, we're never going to do anything more with it. And that's cheap. We don't have to spend time on it. And maybe that worked for a group of people, but in the long run, it'll never work. And Facebook was invented so that people can talk to one another and engage into discussions and share pictures and sort of become a culture, a communication tool. And when businesses started to have this attitude towards just putting advertising on it and just using it to market and, you know, just this is what I do, come and buy things from me, Facebook said, okay, we don't really like this. That's why they came out with the timeline, is because they really force you to come up with new content that's new, that's refreshing, that gets your audience engaged, because that's what they wanted them to use Facebook as in the first place. So I think that's very, very important.
So that's one of the big reasons they've changed this, to keep the original intent in a way.
Exactly. Well, actually, let me ask Al. Al does quite a bit of networking. He's really good at it. And when you go to a networking event, correct, you don't really go and you just sales pitch to everybody. You develop some relationships, and there's a process involved into networking.
Correct. And there's right ways to do things and wrong ways. And the preferred way is to introduce yourself and get to know the individual, not just walk up and hand a business card like, you know, Facebook and putting that the business ad right on it. As soon as you go to Facebook, boom, there's a business card. So it's very, very similar to networking, yes.
That totally makes sense. And of course, all the networking experts would agree. And it's just, I think it's sort of common sense. I mean, like Ellie and Dave Sherman and several of the people that make a living really doing networking, it's really about what you can give, you know, and establishing that relationship. And you can always spot someone that, you know, basically walks into a networking event and says, pick me, buy from me, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, right. I don't think so. You can leave now. So, you know, it's really about what you can do to help others and establishing relationships. Because after all, guess what? People buy from people they like. Bottom line, right?
Absolutely.
That will never change, I don't think, will it? I don't think so.
I don't think people will buy from people that they don't
exactly.
like.
Exactly. So I think that's always here to stay, whether it's, you know, no matter what mode or method you use for marketing. But social media, and that seems like what Facebook is doing, their intent to get back to more of a relationship type of situation.
Absolutely. And this is also a piece of advice that I would give to businesses out there. I get a lot asked, well, how can we prepare for changes like this in the future? Because there's quite a number of businesses that have lost money and they have to reinvent some of the things they've done on Facebook because things have changed. And I always tell them, use the social media channel that you use. Use it as it was intended for you to use. Don't try to invent new ways of doing things, because then you can expose yourself to risk. And that's people that have lost, for example, to this timeline, they've done things a little bit different before. It's the primary reason why they have to change things now is the fact that they haven't used it to talk and engage their audience into a communication, into talking to them, but they've rather, you know, done a lot too much advertising, perhaps too much marketing, And the biggest piece of advice that I can give is use any whether it's Twitter, whether it's LinkedIn, use it as it was intended by the people that created it.
And seek experts. I mean, that's why, you know, Al and Christian, you're here. This really serves as a resource for people monthly. Of course, they can go to the archive shows on breakradioshow.com, listen to other shows as an education piece. And also, you guys are available for people, you know, anytime they call you.
Exactly. And just wanted to add one of the tools that I started to mention earlier is the content. What I did is I brought up and used my iPhone as a tool, pulled up Google, put in social media content, and then put legal at the end. And within seconds, I had five links that individuals that can post the content, create it, or just give a link to a multitude of subjects and pages, so the individual can then help themselves to come up with fresh articles to post.
Well, it's interesting. We have so many tools available, and the power of these tools are probably amazing, and most people don't know how to use them.
Oh, absolutely.
Scary, isn't it?
And unfortunately, the people that suffer most are small businesses, because they don't really have the time, they don't have the information, and they don't know that these tools exist. And it's sad.
It really is. So going on with Facebook, let's see. Are you ready to talk about analytics, or are you still have some information on what are some of the items that are changed, some things that people should take notice of?
Absolutely. One thing I want to mention first, there is no way of switching from the old style of fan page to the new. Everybody was forced to do it. So if you haven't done it and you haven't looked at your Facebook yet, it's already done for you. You just have to log in and start working on it, or seek outside help. Again, this is what we do in the first place, so you can even call us or call an outsourcing partner that can help you.
Makes sense.
But I do want to get into analytics because Facebook has made a major improvement to their analytics piece of their back end. Before, when you would have a campaign on Facebook, you would get a few days before they would tell you how many people liked your page, how many people visited your page, who talked about it. It was just a little bit of a lag between what happened, when it happened, and when you knew about it. And they've actually they've changed that to where you can now know exactly when someone's talking about your business on Facebook, you can now know about it immediately. So it's real-time data. And maybe to some people that might not sound as important, but it's absolutely crucial, because if you have a campaign that's going on right now, it's Monday, and it's happening right now, and you've just gone viral, or 100 people have heard about it, they've shared it with their friends, and you notice the potential of the campaign, you can now create an ad on their marketing platform or in the pay-per-click, put it over there right now, increase your exposure time, and by tomorrow morning, you can have not 100 people talking about it. You can have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 people talk about it. And this information you're getting from their real-time data analytics.
So what does that show up as? How many people clicked into your page, or what are some of the stats that people should look for?
It shows you how many people came to your profile page. It shows how many people liked it, how many people talked about it, if they've shared your link to some of their friends. It shows how many people liked a particular post versus your whole profile. So if you've shared something, a piece of information that might stand out, for example, you can now see what you've shared on your Facebook profile and what was liked more than other posts. So you can target and see, okay, this month we've talked more about electrical problems, for example, for an electrician. If people see that your posts about electrical problems are talked about more, and then you can increase that, and you can offer them content that you see they like.
Wow, it's like a feasibility study.
Absolutely.
There on your computer at your house or your office.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Oh, wow, that is that's fantastic. How do you find the analytics?
It's right there in your back end. Once you log in your Facebook profile, you click on the Facebook page that you've created. And once you do that, it's right in your right in front of you. It's called Facebook Insights.
It's like Google Analytics.
Exactly.
For websites.
Exactly. Wow. It's the exact same thing.
That is great. Why don't we take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue talking with Christian and Al and Scott, who is on the line, an attorney. We'll talk a little bit more with Scott, see what he's learned today. There's a thing called Morning Joe. Ever watch that on MSNBC? Yeah, no. It starts at 3 in the morning. No wonder.
No.
But I sometimes watch it, the tail end, and they always say, now, what did we learn today's show? Right at the end, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton and Christian Marison. Of course, Net One Services, and every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, the best of the best. I got to tell you, it reminds me of the movie Top Gun. You guys are Top Gun. Remember Tom Cruise?
I do. That was a good movie.
I like that comparison.
Yeah, Top Gun. You guys are like Top Guns. I'm going to say, not Young Guns. That was a different movie, but Top Gun. Scott, do you remember Top Gun?
Yeah, I was a mere baby at the time.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on. Come on. Really? Were you? Kelly McGillis, remember her?
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, you weren't a baby if you remembered her. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say. All right, so let's go back to the Facebook with Christian. Where did we leave off? Social media. The marketing platforms. Right?
The marketing platforms. I want to brush over this, not really go into a lot of detail, but social media channels out there, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, they all make money by selling advertising. That's why they exist in the first place. And for some businesses, it makes sense to try them out. If you have a Facebook profile, you can try to do it to where you're engaging your audience, you're talking to them. But if you're very successful in that and you're very successful at selling your products, the bridge between talking to your audience and selling them sometimes is appealing to a marketing platform, a pay-per-click platform, to where you have an ad, you choose who you want that ad to be shown to based on demographics, based on geographical area, and then they run based on a budget that you choose. And it's just something that businesses should think about, because it can help them Often it's just a few cents per click, and it can bring them a lot of business. You can set up your own budget. It can be $5 a day. It could be $10 a month. It could be anything you want, so you don't have to spend a lot of money. But it's definitely something that people should think about.
Well, that totally makes sense. So the first step is understanding the power of social media and Facebook.
Absolutely.
And if you don't understand it, you don't know it exists. If you don't know it exists, then you won't even make a decision to use something you don't know exists. So that's why this show is so powerful. So the marketing platform. So you talked about that a little bit. Is there more to that, or is that pretty much just people need to realize that they can do that?
People need to realize that it's out there. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And you can use it in conjunction with your traditional social media campaign, which is what it really is. You can't really use a pay-per-click advertising as its own thing you do, and that's it. You have to use it in conjunction with a campaign, something you do across the board, something you do on your website, on your Facebook profile, some pay-per-click. Perhaps you might be using some LinkedIn. Or once you use these social media channels to promote and to talk to your audience, there is no way that you're not going to get new business if you're doing it right.
So the big question is how to choose a good social media partner.
Absolutely. The social media companies and management companies, they've popped up so fast over the last few years because social media has grown very fast over the last few years. So at this point, there's quite a lot of companies out there that will promise a lot, will deliver very little, and often the middle guy, the business, loses out. And large corporations have a very good time. Actually, they have a lot of money to spend on social media, so they don't really seek out a partner. They usually do it in-house. Mm. So small businesses are the ones that seek out partners to help them with social media. And if they don't choose the right partner, they're going to lose out. And it's the small guy that gets hit, and they usually don't have that much money in the first place. So it's all negative.
So is there a certain criteria that you would use? Obviously experience, but how available, how accessible people are. Mm-hmm. Those would probably be very, very important. But also, I think in this vein is also strategically, can they think strategically to improve your business? It's just not mechanically putting up things on Facebook or social media, but it's really asking the right questions. And Al and Christian, I know you ask the right questions. In fact, maybe we should give an example. What are some of the right questions one should consider when using social media as a marketing tool?
Absolutely. If you're going to choose a social media partner to help you with your marketing campaign, well, you have to ask first, is it automatic? Because companies that have sort of a system that's automatic, it does something automatically, it helps you out and brings you more business. Usually I don't want to say a scam because that's really the wrong word to use, but it's often an over-promising technique. They promise a lot. Usually things that are automatic don't really work with people because the end result, the audience you're talking to, those are real people. And anything that's automatic will not really get their attention. So if you promised a system that, you know, you pay this much and it just works for you magically, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably usually is.
It reminds me of when you say automatic, just think of, you know, if you're going to type an instant message or text to someone and someone has like five pre-packaged texts to answer back.
Yes.
I mean, that would be the example. Who would want that, right?
Exactly.
Like, hello, I'm not here yet, or hello, I'm here, but my text is prepackaged and it will be talking to you, but only up to five more texts because I only have five more prepackaged text messages.
Or if the content is context is different,
it'd be silly, right?
Exactly.
That'd be crazy. Now we only have 5 minutes left, so should we ask Scott what he learned today?
Absolutely.
All right, Scott. Just like Morning Joe. By the way, Scott, do you ever watch Morning Joe on MSNBC?
I have seen it every once in a while, yes.
All right, so what have you learned today is the question.
I'm sorry, what?
What have you learned today so far? This is a quiz.
Okay, well, I think the first thing that I learned is that it sounds like Facebook is trying to become more usable for the average business, small business, which is a good thing because I got to tell you, Facebook was like Greek to me. So that's a good thing. But then it also, I also believe that I'm still going to have some assistance in understanding and utilizing it fully. And I have a better idea of the kinds of questions that I should be asking and what I should be wary of in selecting that business to help me with this. It's part of my marketing.
And, Scotty, you have answered the first two questions correct. You win the quiz, and what do you win? You get to give your contact information out live here on the radio. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me just by giving me a shout on my cell phone. It's 310-291-5864, 310-291-5864. And I'd be more than happy to answer their questions about Legal Shield and how they can access top-quality attorneys at a fraction of the cost.
Well, that sounds pretty good, and I've known, like I said, Scott for at least 8 years, ever since he was a baby, he says. I don't believe him. He looked pretty old. He was driving, and I figure he was older than a baby. But anyway, Scott, it's really been a pleasure to talk to you again and live here on the radio.
Yes.
We're going to have to do this again.
Of course. It'll be fun.
All right. So, of course, Scott Woodman, that's 310-291-5864. Is there an email address maybe? Let's use some sophisticated social mini-media, we'll call it.
Exactly. We would have failed if I didn't give this out. It's S as in Scott, another S as in Scott, W as in Woodman, lawoffices@yahoo.com.
So SS Law, no, W Law.
SSW lawoffices@yahoo.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and any parting words from Al or Christian to Scott?
We are here to answer those questions for you. We were going to save a little time at the end of the show for you to pose some questions, but we'll be available after the show. You can reach us at?
You can reach me directly, Scott, at 602-466-8570, or you can email me at Christian. It doesn't really matter how you spell it, @netoneservices.com. And reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/netoneservices and netoneservices.com.
Wow, you use really social
no
media.
Yeah,
look at you guys practice what you preach.
Except we didn't add the Facebook, netoneservices/.
I think you said Facebook.
Facebook.com/netoneservices.
Play back the tape, Tommy. Let's see if they said it. I think you did say it. I'm okay. Voting for you. So anyway, Scott Woodman, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Of course, that's Scott Woodman. Very nicely done. We still have about a minute left. Give your contact information one more out. This is invaluable. People need to know.
Absolutely. My email address directly, christian@netoneservices.com. They can also reach us at netoneservices.com or facebook.com/netoneservices. And there's not really an excuse for people not be able to reach us.
You're reachable everywhere. Or they could even, I don't know, call into the show, and I'll give them your number, too. Well, thank you, Al. Thank you, Christian. It was fantastic. We'll see you next month, fourth Monday of every month from 2 to 4, Net One Services, starring Al Fulton and Christian Marison. This has been great.
Yes, it has.
From cloud computing to social media, you can't get better than that. People better get in line, get on the dime, I think is what it's called, and start doing this stuff, because if you're not, you're going to be moving off the treadmill at fast speed, and if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. So everyone, we'll see everyone tomorrow, which is Tuesday, for a brand new show, and Ann Myers Drysdale in studio talking about her new book. Stay tuned. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.